Okay, we are picking up from Zion Amud Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of the words of Tanna Rabbanan. I mentioned we're going to just very quickly say the Rosh. We have a very long daf today. The Rosh is of the Shita. The previous bracha that we mentioned of the Asher Kedush Shana Tzavetzavano Al HaRayos, the Asher Sarusos. What's going on over here? Normal bracha, Asher Kedush Shana Tzavetzavano Al Natilas Lulav, Laniach Tfilim. What kind of bracha is this over here? So the Rosh famously says, according to most understandings, is that in the Achronim, is that it's really, Kedushin is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Kedushin is not a full-fledged Mitzvah. Kedushin is a Hechsher Mitzvah, enabling you to the mitzvah of Puravu, which being the ultimate mitzvah, and therefore this bracha is supposed to be different because it really is different from the tachlis of a different purpose. The Rambam held that Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah, it's definitely a different mitzvah. There are those who want to tie it even the Rosh really all that way. Okay, not getting into that, but that's bad. Some shittas Rosh, important to know. Okay, let's start now. Vayter says Rabbanan, Tana Rabbanan, Mevarchin Berchas Chasanim Ba'asara. When we say that, whoever for Berchas Chasanim, right, that's the Sheva Brachos, we say it, you need a minion of 10 people, Kol Sheva, all 7 days of the Sheva Brachos. So over here is all 7 days, meaning the 7 days following the Chuppah. So if the marriage took place on a Wednesday, the Sheva Brachos would be throughout that week. Now what about the next Wednesday? So really, that Lechora ends on the 7th day. So meaning it would end on Tuesday the week before. However, there are some who hold that the Sheva Brachos last 24 hours periods following the wedding. So therefore you'd be able to go to Wednesday. So like, let's say, for example, a guy gets married, very common nowadays, people get married on Sunday. So really already on Saturday night, it's over. Really, the Saturday night's already too late. So you have to be makbid to try to finish before. That's the shayla. If you got married on a Sunday, is get a big makbid to try to finish even the shalosh shuddos maybe before the end of Shabbos. But the Tosafot Shabbos gets a little more complicated. But that is the shita. So one time there was a chassan, or shekel, like the story. There was a chassan who got married like on a Tuesday, let's say, and mamish was this shayla. So they got married on Tuesday, and when the Sheva Brachos kept going into Monday afternoon, right? And it was already Mishnah Shkia, and that was already Monday night. So they thought it was too late to do the Sheva Brachos. However, one of the non-Rabbanim, but somebody there, so let's go. Other times he said the name, but I'm not going to say who it was. And the guy says often it's a beferish a Yitzchak Elchanan, right? More to Aser of a YU. So it's a beferish Yitzchak Elchanan, and his tshuvas say that you can go early into the next day, so we should rely on that, and we can be make and say the Sheva Brachos. So the story goes that they, none of them trusted him, so they said, okay, you want to say all 7 of the Sheva Brachos. So you could say all 7 of the Sheva Brachos, so you say them. So they looked it up. After that, he said, what do you think everyone did as soon as we went home? We all looked up the Yitzchak Elchanan and the Tshuva, and he said, Pum Fakir, he said the exact opposite, that you do not go into the 7th day. He discussed the Shaila, he says you do not. However, for Tachanan, though, you would be makel to that next day. So remember, I went into YU that Sunday, meaning the Sunday following my wedding, and that morning, in Gluck, Rav Shechter was there, they did not say Tachanan, so you don't say Tachanan that whole day, but you still do not do Sheva Brachos. Okay, so says the Gemara now. That's all 7 days, is the idea of Sheva Brachos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Vushabo Panim Chadashos. However, you need Panim Chadashos, now that meaning that someone who was not there the previous day, according to Meiri, this means the person could not have been at the wedding either. Could not have been at the wedding and the Sheva Brachos. The Rambam says that Panim Chadashos are people who did not hear Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah specifically. And the Ramban and others say, no, it just means that they were at any, even if they were at a previous Sheva Brachos meal, that's a problem too. So meaning they didn't come to the wedding, but they missed two, they were at the Sheva Brachos last night, they would not be allowed to be on Panim Chadashos next night. The Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the shita that even if they've been a previous meal, that would be machmer for that shita as well, to assume that they are not considered panim chadashos. Now, Tosos relate that this is a famous shita that we pass like this, that Shabbos is considered panim chadashos, and therefore Sheva Brachos is read on Shabbos even when no one actually is there. This is based on the idea of Shabbos as panim chadashos. It is increased level of simcha. So therefore we this lechora would be the reason that Or Chashon Chayin explains that the reason for this is because Panim Chadashim is the whole purpose is to enhance the joy of the Simcha. So therefore, if there's a new person who didn't participate, he has a new Simcha and shouldn't be a regular guy. It should be somebody, you know, sometimes they have this random waiter or whatever, but it's not Shayach. The guy should be at the Suda, she's sitting down. It's someone who's Chashav that it's Kilu Ra'oi for him to be part of the Simcha somewhat. You should have somebody who's somewhat, sometimes it's a little hard because they were all new to the family. There are other Shav Rachos, but you should try to find somebody who's Chashav to be the Panim Chadashos. There is another Chumayat. I remember Shekhar according we learned this Gemara, that panim is lashon of plural, so maybe you should have a minimum of 2, even though there is no other way to say panim in singular. But even in Rishonim, I think he quoted like that there would be a minimum of 2. We pass on only 1, but I think, I don't remember if Shekhar recommended being machmer, but he definitely quoted that there is such a shita, shemachmer for 2. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Mayim Varach, what is the text of the bracha? This is the Gemara of Yudah, bracha ta Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, turning on to the next number now, Chesem Aleph, Sheakol Bara Lichvodo. This is the first bracha of the, well, we call them 7, but the Bar Per Guffin is Kamuvan included in here. There's some have it in the Girsa. I was starting off with the Bar Per Guffin, but we're really going to list 6. And then with the Bar Per Guffin, you have the total of 7. So this first bracha, as Rashi points out, is really an introductory bracha. It really is nothing to do with the marriage. Hashem created everything for His glory. This was part of, as she points out, is to this is for the people of the wedding, actually, because the whole idea is that this is a special bracha for the people who are helping ki'ilu the chasin lekala. They're following in the ways of Hashem. When Adam and Chava were getting married, Hashem gave them kaddish and gave them clothing, and therefore those who are gathering or helping the chasin lekala, they're also furthering Hashem's glory. So this is a very nice thing that this bracha is really for them. And this is also, it could be, Rashi points out that l'chor, this bracha can be said as soon as the people gather together, way before the chuppah actually takes place. It's not really part of the chuppah brachas. Rashi points out, why do we say this bracha and the next bracha, which aren't really part of this, of the wedding brachas or introductory brachas? Because we want to mevarach alakos. That's why we say kiddush alakos, avdala alakos. We want to, raise the level of a bracha, like shechianu. Really, we can say Shachianu immediately when the Yom Tov begins. We can say it by davening, like we do on Yom Kippur. So why do we wait on Sukkot? Why do we wait on other Yom Tovim to say it dafka by Kiddush? Because making a Shachianu al kosho yayin is more chashuv. It's considered better to making it. That's where Shachter always, I think, he stands min ha'olam. He believes that the woman should not say Shachianu by the candle lighting, and they should be yotzu with their husband's bracha, because it does get into a whole little shaylas if they do make a Shachianu on the night. Okay, not getting into that so much right now, but that's the bracha av shakol barach lechvoda. Next bracha. Yotzer Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who literally created man. Yotzer, the more fashion he created by fashioning a man. So this again, another bracha is introductory bracha. This is like the creation of Adam. Again, it's introductory to the idea of man's creation. Eventually, right away, was that they should be getting married. What's the next bracha? The third bracha is Asher Yatzaris Adam Itzalmo B'Tzelem Demus Tavniso V'Iskin Lenu Mirna Nabir Adar Bracha To Hashem Yotzer HaAdam. Literally, he created man in his image, and the image it was like Tavniso is an interesting lashon, is like his structure Tavnis. And Rashi points out that man is a physical manifestation of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. Obviously, Hashem creating this image in right. We know everyone has Tzelem Elokim, that this structure of Hashem. And Hashem gave him a binyan. A woman is called a binyan. It's very interesting. There's a lot, you could spend a lot of time. Every Sheva Brachos Torah, you know, people spend a lot of time discussing these brachos. There's a lot more deep levels. Obviously, we have to continue going, but you could spend a lot of time on all these words. But anyway, this is the eternity that exists between a male and a female. It's for generations. They should be together forever. This binyan that they're considered building something over here. Yotzer Adam Makosh Baruch Hu, who created fashioned man. Then the fourth bracha is Tos Tassius V'Sagel Akara, the barren one, referring to Yerushalayim now. Now, because we know Alim Lo Ale Yerushalayim Arosim Chasi. That's the idea of breaking the glass. It's to remember Yerushalayim, put ashes on the head of the chasin. All this is to remember Yerushalayim. Here also, this bracha itself is a barren one should rejoice. Yerushalayim should also rejoice with this chasin and kala. We know that the chasin and kala are ki'ilu bana achav mechorvas Yerushalayim. When the chasin and kala get married, because they're doing the mitzvah of peruvu, creating, they're bringing Mashiach closer. So they're bringing Mashiach. So we ask also Hashem, bring Yerushalayim also bekibbutz banei l'socha besimcha. In gathering should be in happiness. Baruch Hashem Esameach Tzion Bivanea. That this refers again to Yerushalayim being rebuilt. We hope for that also. Is that point? And the first bracha Sameach the Sameach Re'eim Ahuvim. So many different lashonos. Very interesting. Again, you can spend so much time on this. The Re'eim. There should be that these are different lashonos. Lashon Bayis. They say like it should be also. You should be Re'eim and Ahuvim. Ahuvim is to love each other, but also Re'eim that you should also be friends. You should be friends with each other. That this is a lesson to Shalom Bayis. You should also be dating and going friends and also Ahuvim and loving each other. But Sameach. Like you were with Gan Eden, that's such a wonderful bracha. As Rashi points out, that the Adam and Chava were together in Gan Eden. And have any worries, any daigas, so to your marriage, you don't have any brachas. So it's the very famous Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar discussed this point, and he said such a lofty thing. Like we're asking, they should be, you know, like ask for something like a little bit lower, like they're going to be in Gan Eden and not have anything else. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we see the power of tefillah. Yes, you should ask for the best thing in the world. It's famous. I think it was the Chaz. I see about a lot of gedolim. I think the Chaz Nishtei Holsei and maybe the Chaz. Lin, different parents that they went, they said they weren't able to have children right away, so Chazir did have siblings, but I'm saying they weren't able to have children, so they were asking so much Akash Baruch Hu to have children. So they said, once I'm ready davening, not just have a child, I should have a child who's going to be mayor of the whole world. When you're davening, you know, aim high in your tefillos for Akash Baruch Hu, that he should give you the highest level. You should have daven that your children begin with Gedolei Ador. Why not? That they should aim for the highest level for them. Then the last bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bara Asa Son V'Simcha, Akash Baruch Hu created joy and gladness, Chasim V'Kala, Gila V'Nadiz V'Chad V'Ava V'Ava Reach Shalom V'Reyus. Again, different lashonos of your love and Achva is, you know, brotherly love, and Shalom obviously is peace, and Reyus again is bringing back in the idea of being friends. This is 10 expressions of Simcha over here. Again, asking for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild Yerushalayim and Yehuda, kol sel son v'kol simcha, kol chasen v'kol kala, based on the pasuk that the joy of the sound of gladness, the joy of a chasen kala, kol mitzalos chasanim v'chupasam, the sound of the chasanim from their chasanim canopies, from the chuppah, unearim mishtei neginasim, and the nearim, the younger ones, from their song filled sudas. Baruch Adah Hashem Esameach chasan im hakala. So the bracha of chasan im hakala. So this Rashi points out is actually a little bit different. Why do we have the lashonos of Mesameach chasan im hakala, Mesameach chasan v'chala? What's the difference? Why do we have the difference of two? So Rashi points out that the difference is that the last bracha is basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating a special connection between the husband and the wife through happiness and joy. So therefore we say Mesameach chasan im hakala, referring to the joy the person has. But Mesameach chasan v'chala is separately, that the chasan should be happy for the rest of his life, the woman should be happy for the rest of her life, as separate entities. They should also, they have the inner simcha. The second brachas together as one, they should have the bracha. So that is the brachas of the Sheva brachas. That is the how we paskin over here. And that's what the Sheva brachas that we say. That is the stage of Nisuin. As we pointed out, you're doing the Kiddushin first. You do the Hariyah. You say the bracha, the Mesader Kiddushin. You know what goes on. The Mesader Kiddushin puts on, before you put on the ring, right? You call up the Mesader Kiddushin. He's going to say the bracha. Before he does it, you get the Edom together, right? The two Edom, you establish that the Edom are going to be to the exclusion of those around you, to that those are the only two Edom. And you may achet the Edom, and there are the Edom witnessing the chasen give the kala the ring. And then the, before that is done, you say the bracha of Asher Kedoshim Zemenu Al Arayos, is a bracha of mitzvahs. You say it before the kiddushin. Then we have the break of reading the ksuba, as we pointed out in the introduction to ksuba. The reason that you do that is to have a break between the kiddushin and the nesuin. That's where Rav Shach Lewis points out, if the rav is going to speak, that is the time you're supposed to speak, because you're supposed to have a break between that point. And then we do these shavu brachas that we just said, and then we break the glass, as the based on the minhag in the gemara brachos to break the glass to have the simcha. We arosh simchasi, so you break the glass at that point as the minhag dictates. Okay, weiter. So that the Gemara says, and then you go to the Yichur, obviously, to Mekayim, the other din of Nisun. Levi Ikol Levi Rabbi Lulav Rabbi B'Shimon. So Levi once visited the home of Rabbi during Rabbi's son, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Baruch HaMesh, he only said five brachas. Which did he leave out? Rashi says he left out the bracha of Yotzer Adam. Says the Gemara, Ravasi Ikol Levi Ravashi Bilu the Demar Rashi Brech Shit. He said the six brachas, again, seemingly both of them were including the bracha Bor Pergaf, and just in terms of the other six brachas that are not Bor Pergaf, and these are the Shiloh over here. So says the Gemara, Leva Bakabafagil Lachora, maybe they're arguing about the following. That Levi holds that there was only one creation of man, one kilu creation. This is a shaila in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says machlokas over there whether Adam and Chava was created literally, but himself, but just had this like extension to him, or the other shita is that Adam and Chava were created the same the whole time as one single male and female entity, and then the facial figure of Adam and then Chava were then eventually split into two. So that's the shayla over here. Marzav Chadi Yatira Chava, and the other one says Marzav Shtei Yatira Chava, that really they were created in two different completely separate entities. So the Gemara lo Tkli Al Machadi Yatira Chava, that everyone agrees that it was one creation of man, meaning Adam and Chava together. They're arguing a different point. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally said and what originally came out. Mar Savar Basar Machshava Zina, one holds that we go after what originally God had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned. Again, it's very important to note that the Yisod and Emunah, that there's no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu like changing his mind. We have to understand that when something is original and something changes, it's a fundamental, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, if everything he thinks he's tofes everything Hayahova V'Iyah, so even the fact that we say he's changing mind doesn't really mean that. You have to understand what the deeper machshava is behind the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kilu is changing his line. Kav Yachol, it doesn't really mean exactly that word. That Kadosh Baruch Hu originally said that, and then that we go on machshava, Basar Ma'isazin, what actually happened, which was a single entity, that was the machlokas of here. Kiyadu Rami, the pasuk says Ksiva Yivra Elokim Esadim Etzalma. The pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image. And the other pasuk says that he created man and female together. It sounds like they were together created. Okay, so originally he actually wanted to create them as two separate entities, and then they were eventually created as one entity together, that the marriage and the bond between them should be, right, the yediyah that they have together, when they have the lashon of yediyah, the lashon of him having a relationship, because that's them really coming back to their original purpose. That's why it's so important, to be Kabbalah and so to get married, because that's the Indian over here, is you're creating the ultimate tikkun by doing that. Anyway, so this created the male and female, that's what they were going to come back together. So that's the the first day of Ashi said all the Shev Brachos, only if there's Panachadash would he say all of them. However, all it is just continuing the previous Simcha that you had before. You're allowed to say the other two Brachos. You're allowed to say a Simcha Be'ono, that this is the Akash Baruch Hu is happy kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the simcha, v'asher bara sasam l'simcha, that's the brachas that you're allowed to say according to Rav Ashi. So that would be that you're allowed to say there, because That you'd be allowed to add that in, because not taloi on the panim chadashos. So that's what we see over here, that's based on this same Rav Ashi. Shiva Vash Loshim, however, from the 7th day until the 30 days, then, Bein Mamar Lahu Machmasilua, Bein Lomar Lahu Machmasilua, if it's whether it's based on the wedding or not, Mivarach Shosim Chabamono, you still say the Bracha Shosim Chabamono, Mikan Ve'elech Yamarlu Machmasilua, Mivarach Shosim Chabamono Vilolo. From then on, even we're going to see in a moment, so, Uvichyamar Lahu Machmasilua Ademasaya, at what point, meaning, till the shloshim, doesn't matter if it's a wedding suit or not. If the chas and the kala are there, you're making a zimun. You're allowed to say the bracha of shasimcha be'ono, that Gosh Baruch Hu has simcha, joy, kilu, for this chas and kala getting married. So you're allowed to say that until the 30 days of the wedding. After 30 days, until how far? Meaning until 10 years later, you could also say shasimcha be'ono. Says like, I'm published with the Rava, Atreisa Yarchei Shasa, until 12 months, meaning until a year. Meaning Shana Rishona, the Pasuk says, V'simeach Hasitcha Shalakach. So that's the mitzvah of a person having Shana Rishona with his wife. That's not just a made up modern concept. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. So that's something that Shana Rishona is shayach to this bracha. Aye, why don't we say these brachas nowadays? So the Rishonim point out, I think it's a smag, another Rishonim, they point out that nowadays we don't say this bracha, the minhag became not to say this bracha at all after the Shiva, not the Shiva brachos, not the Chazon Shiva, we'll get to Avelis in a moment, but the Shiva brachos, we're gonna, at the moment the minhag became not to say them, because at the end of the day, because of the Orech HaGalos and the fact that the Shechina Kilo is in Galos, so therefore we don't say the bracha after the Shiva Simei Mishta, and after the Shiva Brachos, we the minhag became not to say them. Even on Medina Gemara, you would be allowed to say this bracha. So the Gemara now asks, Mikar Me'imas, and from when is this allowed? What do you allowed to say the bracha at the beginning, the Shasimcha Mono? So if you invite a guest to a meal before the chuppah takes place, in the honor of the upcoming marriage, can you make this bracha? Can you make the bracha Simcha Be'ono? So says the Gemara, yeah, Amar Papa, if it's Mikiramu Sarba Inista, if you start preparing the barley into the beer, meaning to start making beer for the preparation of the wedding, if that really became the point where you're in the discussion over here, then you would be allowed to make this bracha. It says the Gemara, Ini Vara Papa Yasaka Abra. So, Rav Papa himself, he made a shidduch for his son with Abba Mara. Ubarach Masha Hashayusin, and he began saying the bracha already for the time of Erisin, which was much earlier than the time that they started making the beer. Making the beer was like the day or two before, apparently. But he made the bracha, like, say, a year in advance or something like that. The bracha was Simcha Be'onav. So the Gemara, no, Shani Rapapa Dehavi Tarech Lehe, because Rapapa was very wealthy, and he knew that the wedding was going to work out, and therefore, since all the needs of the chuppah were prepared, the tequila that the chuppah was already made, or at that point, he'd be allowed to make the bracha. So this is the Gemara Vaita Ravina, Yasek Le Debrei Bar Chaviva. Ravina made a shidduch with the son of one of the children of Chaviva. So he became against Chaviva's daughter, got married to Ravina's son. Ubarach Mashas Erisin made the bracha of Shev Brachos in the time of Erisin, similar to what Papa had done. Amar Kimli Bekavaya Delo Hatabu. So I know that there's not going to be any broken engagement over here, it's going to be fine. So the Gemara says, Loisa Milsev Hatabu. And in fact, actually, he was wrong that they ended up having an issue. And that's the reason that you don't make a Mashas Erisin. Even here, he thought it was definitely going to happen, and he was wrong, and the engagement ended up breaking. So that's why you don't make the bracha of Mashas Erisin. So it's like Gemara of Techlipa Bar Ma'ava Ikla Bavel. He once visited Bavel, and he was honored to say the Shavu Brachos, Baruch Shis Arichta. He actually said, Shavu Brachos, not just like we would say them, but all of them as seven long brachos. V'lei Tzilcha Gavasei, the Lacha does not follow him. So that is what's interesting. Why is it that some of the brachos are actually are going to be included as a bracha, arucha, and some of the brachos are going to be not? So Rashi, at length, discusses this, actually. Rashi discussed that... Really, we can make it very simple that when it comes to the brachas over here, each one is, and really, the halacha is a bracha smucha l'chaverta. If I'm making a bracha ruka, then the bracha that's next to that bracha, you don't open with a barach. Let's say in the morning, we say the bracha of yotzer over a choshech, oser shon v'asakol. That's one really long bracha through kadosh, 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 bracha v'ashem gomo, until bracha ta'ashem, yotzer ma'aros. So the bracha that's smucha, that is avaraba, that's avaraba, doesn't start with a barach. That's why avaraba is connected to the previous bracha. So that's why the bracha, really, the halacha should be that you don't make any new brachas. So the last bracha is a question. Why should it also not have? Why should it have an opening? So Rashi discussed this, and he says that the bracha is often not said as part of the group of brachas, being that if there was no panim chadash, you're allowed to say this bracha. So that's why it makes it independent bracha, and you're allowed to say it before and after. That's the reason. And then the first two brachas, since they're not really directly related to the writing, that's why they open with their own bracha, and they're not a long bracha. So they don't end with a bracha. But that's the lacha that's important to note, as opposed to over here. But we don't possibly, you should say each bracha as a bracha aruka. So as a gemara, Rav Chaviva Ikla Levemar, who attended the bris of of Rav Chavitza, then the bris, just the summer bris of Me'mula. Baruch Shem Simcha Bono, he made the bracha of the Simcha Bono, because Kach Baruch Hu is whose Shechina Kilo is having Simcha and joy. But the halacha does not follow him. Mishum the 3 day to Isla Tar Dinuka, because they're distracted, since the baby is having pain, we don't make this bracha. So our Gemara implies that had it not been for the baby's pain, we would be allowed to say bracha of Simcha Bono. So that's a big shadow in the Rishonim, if that's the case. By Pidyon HaBen, should we say the bracha of Shah Simcha Bono? That's one. Not only that, some other Rishonim also, the Sefer Menagim's quotes that maybe by a seal, which will make Shah Simcha Bono. Again, because whenever a suit is mitzvah for the sake of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is happy, so we should make the bracha by a seal. So make it Blisha Mechos to say Baruch Shah Simcha Bono, but it's a nice idea just to recognize how chashuv these suitas are. So now the Gemara says, "Vayitamar Nachman Amarav Chasadim in a minyan." That the Chasadim are part of the minyan for the 10. They're allowed to count. Ve'en Avelim in a minyan. However, for the bracha, we're going to discuss which bracha this is. For the Avelim, they would not count. So the Gemara says, "Meisiv Chasadim ve'Avelim in a minyan." We have a brisa which says that both the mourners and the Chasan, the groom getting married, are allowed to count for the minyan. So the Gemara, "Masisa Karamis Alei Rav." You're asking a kasha from a brisa on Rav. Who cares? Rav Tanu Pala. We know Rav was a first generation Amora. Rav was a Talmud of Yehuda Nasi. So he was one of those over, like we have like Rishonim and Achronim, like borderline Rishonim, something like the Beis Yosef. He was like in that time where things were changing over. So he like is allowed to argue with the Rishonim, not allowed to argue with the Rishonim. So there are their borderline Rishonim Achronim, that's a Shaila. They let it argue on Rishonim. So similar with regards to Tanaim and Amoraim. Rav was a first generation Amora, but so many times we see that he has the Masorah. He's even quoted in a Braisa two times, as Rabbi Abba, the go on and point out. So he's allowed to be arguing on Itana. Itmar, Amar, Biyatzchim, and Rechonan, Chasadim, and Amin, and Veinavil, and so we have the same exact Lachan now quoting the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was the Bar Plukta of Rav. However, we have the same Kasha, Mesi, Chasadim, and Veinavil, and we ask the same question on Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara gives an answer. So Tosfos asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan just say the same thing? Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upalig. So Tosfos point out, we see from here, one of the rayas that Rabbi Yochanan is not allowed to say Tana Upalig. And why can't he just say like, he holds like Rav? Because he's not allowed to say that because he's arguing on Rav. He doesn't hold Rav had the status of a Tana. That's why he felt he was allowed to argue with him. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is going to come to answer the brisa differently. So that's turning on the next time. But now, Kitaniai, when that brisa was taught, Birchas the Muslims is talking about benching. That he's allowed to be counted as one of the three to recite Zimun. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan Beshura, when that which Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, so when it comes to the benching, he's allowed to be counted, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the Shura that they used to do. After their burial, they used to have their former row around the mourner, in order to console him. That's what we do, that's similar, we do a little bit differently, but that we form parallel rows for the Avel to pass, and then we say Amakim Menachem as the Avel is going around. So we see that should be through 10. We say the Shavuot Bracha is only in the presence of 10 people. And the Chasanim are counted as part of the group over here. And the group of Avelim are part of, not going to count to 10. Bracha Bashur Meika, but who says a bracha there? What bracha are you referring to? So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about this. What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? He was talking about in the street. What is the street? Rashi says that they used to give the first meal after the burial. He would give the meal, and that meal, they would say the special brachas based on the Gemara over there. So this, so that's going to be a whole list of brachas. That bracha is going to be this bracha, which is supposed to be said only with 10. So it says the Gemara of Ella, Hadam Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchin Brachas Chana Be'asara Kol Shiva, V'chasani Min Aminyan, Brachas Avelam Be'asara Kol Shiva, V'ena Avelam Min Aminyan, Brachas Rechava Kol Shiva Meika. Is this this case of saying this bracha, that was only the Suda Savra, the first Suda that the Avel comes home from, he doesn't even come home yet, he still eats it in the streets when he's come back right after the burial. That's different over here. This is all week long. Do we have it all Shiva long? So the Gemara says, yes, Mishkacha Lebepanim Chadashos. We do find that there's a new bracha that to be said each day, if there are new people. We see that not only there's the idea of panim, it's very, very fascinating. Again, a lot of machshava behind this. That there's panim chadashos by a shiva house and panim chadashos by shiva sirim mishta by chazan and kala. And the fact that they're both 7 days, and there's a lot of a very interesting thing. What exactly the parallel opposites are between the two? But there's different. It's a very deep thing that we can get into, but we don't have time. Obviously, let's go weiter. So over here we're saying that if there is family and friends who are coming besides beyond the first day, they'd be allowed to say this bracha if there was 10. So the Gemara says, this is going to be a long maysa that we're going to discuss till the end of the Amud, but it's all, the whole purpose of this idea is to show us that he did make a bracha when he came, which wasn't the very first day. Makri Bani de Reish Lakish Havid. Rav Chiya Bar Abba, he was the one who used to teach Reish Lakish's children. He was like the Cheder Rebbe for Reish Lakish's children. Vamrele Mastenberry, he was the one who taught the Mishnayos. Either way, he was the teacher of Reish Lakish's kids. Shachiv Leyanuka, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba, unfortunately, he lost a child. It was terrible. Yomakav. So the first Reish Lakish, whatever it was, able to go, Lamachar, Davrei Rabbi Yonah Machmanim by Turgamani, Turgamani is the person who always used to translate into the vernacular whatever shir that the Rav was giving. It was basically like his Gabbai. So you get with it. Amar Leiser, so like I said to the Gabbai, Kum Ema Milsa Balkive Yonuka. Get up and say something that's about the tragedy of that this child. Pasach V'yamar, he said the following. Again, so the assumption was over here that he was saying a bracha before this. He said, he was adding to it, that Gosh Baruch Hu was angry at the sons and daughters of Israel. Dor Shavas Menatzim Akash Baruch Hu, the generation which Akash Baruch Hu gets angry at, Koes Abneim Abneim, the same that he's angered, the punishment will be thrown onto the children and the daughters of Mesim Kshim Ktanim, and the younger children will die. We know that the Pasuk says, Ish Bechetel Yamasu, a person dies in his own sins. However, Rashi already explains that this is the halacha when a person becomes a man already. When a child is a minor below the age of 13, they are considered elements of just the father's domain, and therefore in the mother's domain, if the person passes away, the parents are somewhat or maybe responsible. That's going to see the hemshech, not just them, but maybe the whole door. So the Gemara says, and they die when they're young. Some say that he wasn't necessarily like a 3-year-old. He was a young child. He wasn't married yet, but he's a young child. That's old shayla. In Yiddish, bachar always meant Rosh Hashanah, puts that as Gemara. Bachar always meant somebody who's not married. He could be 25 and still called a bachar. But in Lashon Gemara, Pasha's bachar just means that he was young. The Miri says beferish. You saw the Miri supporting Rosh Hashanah. That just means he's young. That's old shayla because the Gemara has a lashon by in Kedushin that someone didn't get smicha because he was a bachar. So in Europe, a lot of them places did not get smicha if somebody wasn't married yet. Because they assume bachar meant somebody's not married. That's what it means in Yiddish. But in Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, what's that? Pasha means that he was just too young to get smicha. Either way, the Gemara says, right there, Vachim Arleim, Alkein Vachurav Lo Yismach Hashem, Vesisoma Vesamunav Lo Yiracham, because Baruch Hu is not going to have pity on the orphans and the widows. Kikulo Chanef Marav Vachopez Avernavela, Chosos Lo Shav Apa Ve'od, Zroa Netuya. So the Pasuk says that because they're all hypocritical, they're all evil, they say things, they don't listen to them, and despite all this, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's anger is not subsided amongst them, and he's going to then be outstretched in his anger. My vote is Unduah. What does it mean that it's still outstretched hand? Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rav, HaKol Yodin Kal Mekos L'Chupa, that everybody knows why a bride enters the chuppah, right? What eventually is going to be tachas when they get home together? Ela Kol Menavel, if somebody who as nivel pet, someone that says talks about things which aren't appropriate to be talked about in public, umotzi davar nevela pivin, it speaks about things that are explicit and are not supposed to be talking about. So then, afilo nechtam lo gazar din, a very scary gemara over here. Dino shoshivim shana latova, even if for 70 years, the Kodesh Baruch Hu decreed that he was supposed to be good things happened to him, nefach al avirach has a shalom, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to put evil in his place in place of that. So this is very chumar. A person should speak very carefully, and we saw michlala v'tashmehin. The person that speaks with a refined lashon and speaks nicely, how much more so much bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be giving him. You want a skula for parnasa, a skula for good things to happen in your family. So clean your mouth, clean your lashon, and speak nicely. I don't have time to mess about my own friend who was one time working, whatever. I don't have time to do it. So if you want one time, you could probably message me and I'll mention this story. So they came to comfort the morning. So you're coming to be nice to him. You're telling him that basically the reason that your child just died was because of you. So your son is so holy that he, the whole generation, their sins are going to be removed based on the fact that he died, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him as the special people. We know, Rechman Latzom, we said this about the Kedushim Miron, when those 45 people died, that though they died as a kapara for Gans Klal Yisrael, we all have to do a tremendous cheshbon nefesh, what we did wrong to create that tzar in Klal Yisrael. They were the most special neshamas. Each person here had the chus to go to the other shavas in Eretz Yisrael. So that was, it was very emotional. Each person was more special than the next. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here, that they had this chus that to be taken, that the sins of the generation were all put on them. The Maral is a very deep explanation. Again, there's so much the Indian going on there, but we have to go right there. Let's go say things and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasach v'yamar, HaKel HaGadol Barav Godlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almighty, is great. Odir v'chazak v'rov naroz, he has amazing meisim. Mechai meisim maro, he resurrects the dead with his word. Oseh gadolos and cheker, performs good acts that are beyond comprehension, and flows and mispar, and amazing and wondrous things. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaye, Amisim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who resurrects the dead. Amar there, Shlakish says to this person, Kum Ema Melsa Kenegan Avelim, say something Kenegan the mourners. Pasalmar, Achayenu Megim Amudukayan, your brothers, you're very troubled in Dikaon. In modern Hebrew means like you're depressed, you're very sad. Baalva Zetin Lavchem Lachkoris Azos, you should pay attention to the following. Zos Yomes La'ad, that this idea of death happens in all times. Nasivu, Vishesim Abrasis, this is something as prior to the Bria. Rabim Shasar, Rabim Yishu, many people drink the cup of death. Many will drink the cup of death. That just like the earlier generation people died, right? The Rosh Hashanah quotes that the The Yekis always say that the cemetery is full of people who never thought they were going to die. Our brothers, that you should consult us, Baruch Menachem Avelim, who come for some mourners. Amar Abaye, Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. The person drink, you should say, but will drink, you shouldn't say. Mishta Rishonim Lema, the people who are drinking, early generation people, Mishta Achronim Lo Lema, people will be drinking, people are going to die. Don't mention this. Why? Damar Shem and Lakesh, Chaitan Mishmet Yosi, Lolom Aliftach Lila Vasata. Don't open your mouth to the Satan. Don't get the Pesach of it open. That's why you say Chasr Shalom. That's why you don't say these things. It's a real thing. It's a Gemara Beferish over here. You don't open your mouth to the Satan, because the Satan Kilo judges right away. You say, oh, this happened. You say Chazal Shalom, because you don't want that to happen. The Chazal Shalom, the Satan's going to come. Say, Amen. Amar Yosef, my Krak, Kestoma, Yinu, Del Amar Dimit. The Pasuk says, Beferish, in Yishayahu. We were like stone. We actually quote this Pasuk in the beginning of Yishayahu, in the Shabbos Chazon. We will get to this Pasuk. So, Akash Baruch Hu, we look like Stom and Amora. That's how we look like. My other lay, what does Akash Baruch respond to them? Shimud Var Hashem, Kitzine Sodom, that Hashem calls you. You want to call yourself that? Then I'll call you that. That's how you're going to act. Says the Gemara right there. Amar lay, Kum, Ema Milsa, Keneged Menachem Yavei. Let's say something against those who are comforting the mourners. Not against, meaning four. Pasuk V'Amar Achinu, Gomle Chasarim, Benegel, Mechasarim. You are the children of Avram Avinu, who is the head of kindness. You are also bestowing kindness. Ma'asim, Avrisa, Shavar Avinu, Shinimar, Kiyot, the Manashay, Tzavar, Benar, Vinz. The whole Pasuk, Akash Baruch loved Avram because he knew he was going to give the proper Mesorah to his children about doing chesed. Achinu bala gemul yishan lachem gemulchem. Akash Baruch Hu should prepare your dues, your rewards. Baruch Atah Mishalem gemul. Baruch Hashem who pays the reward. Amar lei kumi mamosak neged kol yisrael. Let's say something with regards to kol yisrael. Pazuk marimono olam. Pateva atzam alay toshel am chesed. Hashem save your nation kol yisrael. Mina devar mina rav mina biza from all these bad things. Umina shidavon miyark yarkin from the type of illnesses and mikomene pronisim from the volum. Every bad thing. Term neka veyaset tene before you even say anything. You answer us. Baruch Atah Hashem. Otzer Magefa, because Baruch you are the one who is Otzer Magefa. Okay, I think we'll have to pick up with Amar Ula Be'ezus Hashem in tomorrow's daf.